My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So Ken has been involved in some traffic happenstances recently. And I'm wondering if you're starting to lose it because you seem to frequently have issues on the roadways, and I'm starting to worry about you.
I got cut off this morning. Pulling into downtown, which was, I didn't make a big deal of it, but I got cut off this morning. But a couple days ago, I was driving home. I was on 480 and we're at the, Twinsburg Hudson exit, right? And I'm right behind this car and there's a car to my left. I just want to know if I'm in the wrong real quick, right? Just want to ask you guys, there's a car getting on the highway. And as it's getting on the highway, I'm right behind this car in front of me. And again, I'm boxed in. The car that's getting on the highway, it is not going to wait. And I'm like, I'm not going to slam on the brakes. So I kept going. And finally, they hit the brake right next to me, pull on, and I hear the horn, and I'm getting the finger in the back and all the things like this. And I was driving, and I swear to God, I didn't make a big deal of it. I just go, well, I'm sorry, but you are in the wrong, not me. And as I'm driving, I'm going, this person's right behind me. If we end up, this is the last exit to Streetsboro, if you don't count Frost Road, right? I go, we could be up at the stoplight. This person could come up to my window. I go, what do I say to this person? Do I say, hold on, let's all calm down here for a second, but I have to tell you, I'm not in the wrong. You are in the wrong. Don't you have to yield when you're getting onto a highway? Was I supposed to be honked at? Was I supposed to be given the bird over the situation, Tone?
I think the problem is that on Twitter now, they do the For You page.
Okay.
And whatever I've clicked on over the years, whatever the algorithm has sent me, I am seeing nothing but road rage incidents.
And that's what I try to avoid at all times.
And those road rage incidents are very quick. They are, hey, guy comes up to the window, yes, and somebody has a gun, and then that's that. And so I am done. I think at this stage of my life, I am done with any of this stuff on the roadways.
No birds. I very rarely honk. Used to honk at everybody. Yeah. I don't hear you honk that much anymore.
Yes.
Of course, you're usually trying to keep the kids quiet in the back seat. But
I loved honking my horn.
But again, let me show you, Owen. Like if I had a whiteboard in front of me, I can't because it's too far away from the mic over at our whiteboard. Car in front of me, right? Yep. My truck.
Yep.
Now look at me. Exit ramp coming here. Yep. Now there's a car in front of me, and then a car boxing me in. I can't get over.
Oh no, I've been in this situation several times.
Yeah. I can't get over. And my thought is always, you're coming on the on-ramp. You're driving on the on-ramp. It's your job to yield. I can't just stop and slow down on the highway and let you in and stomp on the brakes and possibly affect traffic behind me.
I've been in this situation several times, and I've driven several different types of vehicles. I've got a midsize now.
Yeah.
I've had a Suburban in the past, F-150, big vehicles. I had the little Hyundai Sonata, and when I was in the Sonata, I would hit those brakes and let them come on in. But I know what you're driving.
Yeah.
It's a nice big Ram.
Thank you. Beautiful
and,
Ram.
And I don't think you have to hit your brakes here and let them on. I think this is, especially depending on the other vehicle, sometimes they're just coming over and you've got to make a decision. You got to make a business decision. But yeah, I don't think you're in the wrong here.
Okay. I'm getting the bird and everything, and I'm going, what if this person...
At the same time, I don't think you can get so upset about getting honked at in the bird. It's 2024.
Why wasn't I upset?
Numb to it.
Yeah,
I wasn't upset. I'm just looking for
blame to the radio
because I wouldn't have done well. Yeah, obviously
because this person out. You gave their license.
I did not give their license plate out.
What was it again?
Honestly, if you want to know, it was like an 04 bleep box is what it was. I mean, okay. it was a beat up ass old car.
No, you need to slow down.
Why?
Because they got nothing to lose,
right?
That's you got a nice vehicle.
That's a good point. That's the issue with a lot of these.
You didn't tell me it was a bleep box.
Yeah, it was a bleep box.
You better hit them brakes, buddy, because I've seen your truck. It's pretty nice. It's not as nice as the other one you had.
And I mean, it's nothing for like some people.
If they don't
exactly have a jam-packed schedule, it is nothing for somebody to follow you until you get
if
to your
me,
house.
If it's me and we're out of here by 11 today,
but listen,
we're all day.
You got to lose a tail.
And we're in your city.
But I didn't give him like the finger back. I just looked up in the rearview mirror and I'm like, that's not very nice. And I'm going, I'm not in the wrong. I don't think I'm in the wrong here. And I thought about it. And I go, I'm definitely not in the wrong here. Now, I didn't just like... I wasn't ready. Again, I was not ready to just throw it in park at the stoplight up by the Chipotle in Streetsboro. That wasn't what I was interested in doing. I was thinking in my head, I go, what if this person gets out of the car and like approaches the window? I want to de-escalate the situation as best I can. And then I go, do I just assume blame? No, I can't assume blame. I argue every day with Tone every day. So I'd have to say, I'm sorry, but it was your job to yield getting on the on-ramp here. Nick in Maslin, Ohio.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Next up on the fan. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hi, Nick. You're like 60-something years old. You're a lot younger than you, or a lot older than you sound, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
I knew it. I knew you're a truck driver. Go ahead, Nick.
It's very simple. That's why there is a merge or yield sign on every on-ramp. It is their job to fit in with traffic. They need to speed up or slow down. It is not your job to let them on, because then you're fluctuating traffic in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. It's just that simple. I have countless times in my truck drive along and people trying to get on the on-ramp, and it's like, what do you want me to do? You need to speed up or slow down, because it's not my job to let you on. And countless times I have had people run out of on-ramp, and then they come flying by me, flipping me off. It's like, I'm sorry, you're just stupid. Did you not see the merge or yield sign? It's your job.
I think a guy like you gets the bird a lot just because you drive a large vehicle, because you have to work on it. You know what I mean?
You have to be aware of all the stupid people out there, Ken. There's so many of them that don't pay attention.
Nick, are you... This is one of the great online debates I've been seeing in recent days. So you can imagine, I need an expert to weigh in. Are you on board with the zipper merge, or are you more the early merge?
The zipper merge?
Yeah, what's a zipper merge?
I've watched YouTube videos on how, as it turns out, if a lane is going to be obstructed down the way and you know about it, there's a big debate. Early,
if we're going from three lanes to two lanes.
And people say the zipper merge, which is the later merge, is actually more economical. That is the way to go about it.
What is the zipper merge?
I'm sorry, those people are on crack. It's very simple. If I see and I'm driving,
reckless speculation.
I do not support people driving on crack.
If I'm driving along and I see a sign saying left lane ends, okay, and if I'm in the left lane, as soon as I see that sign, I am going to move over to the right. Okay. Or if I've got a ton of people behind me and I turn my signal on, if somebody's letting me to move to the right, I'm going to go halfway, because you know what I'm doing? I'm blocking all those people that have just seen that sign that are going to run up there and clog everything up. Then everything comes to a stop. If you start flowing and mending and flowing together well before that, everybody continues through. I block people all the time, because it's like you saw the sign and you're going to run up here, and now you're going to – everybody has to stop to let you in. It's like, no. That's why they're giving you the sign a quarter mile, a mile ahead, to merge so everything flows. Don't be stupid, because I'm going to block you and not let you in the lane.
I like that. Nick, thank you very much for the call.
I will
friend.
Say this from the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
Tell me.
Zipper merge versus the early merge, and they prefer the zipper. Reduces differences in speeds between the two lanes.
I'm trying to look at it on YouTube. I don't even understand.
Benefits individual drivers as well as the public at large. Research shows these dangers decrease when motorists use both lanes until reaching the defined merge area.
I will tell you, Anthony, I recently, as recent as 2 weeks ago, spent 3.5 hours driving through Minnesota one way and then 3.5 hours the other way. One of the worst driving states I've ever been in.
So they've lost all credibility.
Nothing's going to be worse in my experience in Youngstown, Ohio.
They got a bunch of left lane drivers there.
224 is the worst. I mean, it is a fight, a fist fight just to get down 224. Czar in Fairview Park, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Czar. Hi.
All right. Two of my biggest pet peeves while I'm driving are the idiots that try to cut in from the highway. There's a damn sign right in front of their face that says merge.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is to yield to you guys on the highway.
So I'm right.
My other big one is when you're driving down the street and see somebody in the oncoming lane has an obstruction, whether it be cones or a parked car, and instead of waiting for you to pass, they just zip around that car or obstruction and almost cut you off, forcing you into the tree lawn.
Yeah, they'll do
it. That kills me.
They'll do it. Czar, thank you so much for the call. And I'm right in this, right?
Oh, absolutely. Thank 100%.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Czar. See,
You are right. They're driving with nothing to lose.
Can I say one little thing, though? What I do, a little guilty pleasure that I know is not something I should do. When I get on 71, when I get on the turnpike from like 71, there's usually like a slow car or a truck in front of me, but there's, depending on the time, there's like nobody for long times coming east from like right at the 71 exit at 80. I like to do the fan out and already get into the third lane. Like, get on it hard and fan out like they do in Days of Thunder.
That's when they're coming at Daytona. Off a pit row. Yeah.
You get out in the back stretch on the super speedways, you fan out, you do that whole thing. I love it. I feel the same. I remember that one part from Days of Thunder.
Into your groove.
Yeah. And then I'm out there, and then I get into the middle lane. As I've gotten older, it's like, hey, middle lane, you can move left or right. We don't need to just stay in the passing lane here and do all this all the time. getting softer as I get older. And I definitely, a 26-year-old Ken, there's fingers back to that guy. 38-year-old Ken, no, I'm just trying to get home myself, sir. Please, thank you very much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,